Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 11th of January 2018, and this is the 727th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm lying on my sofa and just looking at the trees through my blinds. It's a hot day and I feel very, very lethargic. I had a very unsleeping night last night. I don't know what was keeping me awake, perhaps because I was working on the computer quite late and I didn't get to bed till late, so I didn't wake up early enough to go for a walk, especially this morning because it did heat up quite quickly and I would have needed to have gone early, not to have got too hot. So I've really been quite lethargic all day. I've been trying to catch up on sleep. I'm not sure that you can catch up on sleep, but I just slept when I needed to, and I'm back lying down now again, and I'm glad today is a quieter day. I think Thursdays are often gentler than any other day of the week. There's something about the name Thursday too that makes it sound sort of gentle and a little bit sedate perhaps. Just a comfy day. Last night I finished the scene I've been working on, so that was quite exciting. And so today all I've been doing is a bit of editing on it, and I've sent it off. And now I need to work out where I'm going next. This is always a little bit of a critical point for me. Often I've started hairs in the previous scene and I need to work out whether they're going anywhere or whether they need to be withdrawn. And I think I've got about five different possibilities for the next scene. Part of that is that there are a couple of different directions I could go in, and part of that is that they could be sequenced a little bit differently. So I'm not sure which might be the next scene. So it's sort of exciting, but also it's a point at which I need quite a lot of mental energy. And that isn't with me today. But maybe if I can get a good night tonight, maybe go and weaken and have the air conditioner on for a while tonight. And then maybe, with any luck, I will sleep well enough and be a bit more alert tomorrow. Although tomorrow's hot as well, hot and thundery, hot and overcast, so muggy and hot, I think. So it may be another slightly lethargic day, but I think by the end of today, by tonight, I will have worked out some things that I can do that don't require a lot of energy, but it would be good to just get out of the way, small tasks. And I have been creating lists of those and people to get in touch with as well. So perhaps that's the kind of day I'll have, and I'll allow the novel to mulch, maybe do some free writing, and see where that takes me. Well, I wonder what it's like for you, whether you are indoors with snow outside, or whether it's just cold where you are, or much hotter than it is here. All of those things are possible among You, because you are spread all over the place. It's very lovely to know that there are people in so many different countries, and yet not a huge group, but just a number of people experiencing different outsides, but who may have a lot in common. I think I'm going to end this podcast now, and just have a little snooze before I get on to the next thing. I have got a few things I do need to do tonight, but they can happen slowly, and I do very much want to keep going with the habits that I'm trying to form. And so far, the cleaning schedule has worked really well. But today, I haven't done it yet. So I think it will probably be a 20-minute one, I think, rather than the last few days where I've started and then really just continued until I've got things in quite a good state. I think today, I'm just going to search out a small thing to do. I've nominated a different room or space for each day, and I'll nominate a smaller space within the nominated space. It's my hallway today, and spend 20 minutes on it. So I need to do that too. And of course, sometimes standing up and moving about energizes. So I must take that into account as well. Thank you very, very much for listening today. As always, I hope that you can spend a little bit of time with something that is nourishing to you, that is either creative or in other ways nourishing. If you can't quite engage with it in time, at least give it some passing thought. Thank you again for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.